enlarged prostate, with the condition described as benign. Robert Jobson, royal editor at the Evening Standard newspaper, explains why this has been made public.
To preempt him being seen going into hospital was probably a very wise move as well, and also advertises the fact that it's very good for men my age and above to be tested, because it's an important thing to do.
Meanwhile, the Princess of Wales is recovering after having successful surgery on her abdomen. She'll stay in hospital for at least 10 days with no public duties until after Easter. There's speculation Rishi Sunak will win a crucial Commons vote tonight on his asylum bill, designed to deport asylum seekers to Rwanda. Some Conservative MPs want a tougher approach to prevent European judges blocking migrants from being deported, but it now appears most Tories do plan to back the legislation. Conservative MP Tim Lawton told his colleagues in the Commons what's at stake.
My Army friends just need to stop and consider before they pull the pin out of another grenade. If this bill does not go through, there will be no Rwanda bill, no deterrent policy.
The business secretary has written to Fujitsu to demand talks about the Post Office Horizon scandal and compensation for sub-postmasters incorrectly convicted. Yesterday, an executive at the firm told MPs it had a moral obligation to contribute. It's goalless in the early stages of tonight's FA Cup third-round replays. Nottingham Forest are trying to avoid an upset at League One Blackpool, while Everton are hosting fellow Premier League side Crystal Palace. And it might be another night to take a hot water bottle to bed as the UK continues to shiver in the cold snap. Temperatures could go down to minus 11 degrees Celsius. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM.
Good evening.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
It's the band that I nominated for Album of the Year last year, Paramore, and This Is Why, kicking off tonight's show. And if you looked outside at any point today, or briefly stepped outside, you'd be like, you too would be thinking, this is why I don't leave the house. You are listening to Phoenix 98 FM, community radio for Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas. Thanks to the Orient Hour crew for the last hour. They are back at 7 p.m. next Wednesday. For the next 2 hours, you've got Munich Field and a round of curveballs. Tonight, we are going metal. We actually have a really busy show for you tonight, because there is a gig going on at Chinnery's in Southend this coming Friday, and it is put on by the lovely people from 035 Promotions, and we're going to be interviewing each of the bands. So we're going to be hearing from Hobo in a few songs' time, followed by Open Sight, followed by Donka Carnuffle, and then Concrete Age, who are going to be headlining. We're also going to be hearing from the promoters themselves. So yes, there's going to be lots of good chatter and lots of good music as well. So plenty to stay tuned for between now and 10 p.m. Next up, this is brand new from KMFDM.
Balls to the wall, bring the house down and
brand new from KMFDM here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. I think that track was quite well anticipated, actually. They have a rather checkered history, do the band. That track of theirs was entitled Let Go. If you want to get in contact with Curveballs tonight, if you've got a question for the 035 Promotions crew, if you would like to recommend us any music, if you'd like to recommend the gig coming up that you're playing, promoting or going to, any questions about the music, any other reason you want to get in touch, we'll do shout-outs and stuff, then you can do so via all those lovely usual means of ours. Email is radio@phoenixfm.com. What else can you do? You can get in touch with us on the X Twitter site at Phoenix FM. I'm on there as well at Nickfield Media, which I also am on all the other socials. We also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/curveballradio, which you can contact us on as well. We look forward to hearing from you. We'll be doing our first interview of the night. Yes, we're starting early with where I'll be chatting to Lee from Hobo after this track, which is, it came out at the end of last year, and let's rediscover some stuff from the end of last year, which may have gotten a bit lost in the Christmas rush. This is Pieces.
Is Phoenix 98 FM.
Two tracks in a row here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. First up, you heard Pieces with Rinse and Repeat, and the track you just heard was Hobo and One for the Road. There was some bad language in that song, I apologise for that. Hobo are going to be opening up the big night at Chinnery's in Southend this coming Friday, which also features Open Sight, Donker Carnoffel and Concrete Age. And we've been catching up with each of those bands, and we'll chat with Lee from Hobo first, and when I caught up with him earlier on this week, this is what he had to say.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
You are with Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and it delights me to say that I am now joined by Lee from Hobo. Hello there, Lee. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you, Nick. How are you yourself?
I'm good, thank you. We've got a very busy show going on as we're chatting to various bands who are going to be playing at Chinnery's in Southend on Friday night. So, well, let's find out a bit about yourselves. So, Hobo, very little to do with the littlest Hobo, as far as I know.
Oh, well, we once used that as a lead-in track for when we came on stage, but people thought it was a bit weird, so we've never done that again. But yeah, to choose the name, I joined the band after they were already called that. They needed a new singer, and I'm totally honest with you, I don't even know why we called that, and I quite like that. I prefer it that way. It makes it more magical.
Righto. Righto. Well, we can speculate for ages if it was made up for one member of the band in particular, but yeah. Maybe we'd better not. Yes, and it's probably for the best that you had kind of like the Littlest Hobo theme just for once, just to get it out of your system. So who else is in Hobo with you?
You've got Sean, Sam, JR and JT. We're a five-piece, basically.
And how long has it been since Hobo originally got together?
Blimey, I joined in about 2010, I think it was. They were originally a band called Bates Motel, who were quite big on the South End scene, but then they sort of stopped, they went away from doing that kind of stuff, and the singer wanted to go down to just playing guitar, so they wanted to choose a singer, and the guitarist Sam saw me singing a very drunken version of Jeremy by Pearl Jam at Sonosphere Festival, and afterwards he asked if I'd join the band, and kind of went from there, basically.
Excellent. Yeah. Wow. Well, that's a good introductory story there, I would say. And yes, I remember seeing Bates Motel. I think it was at Edge in Romford sometime in the mid-noughties, which, yes, that ages me, but never mind. So, how would you describe Hobo's sound?
It's very sludgy, honest, sincere, steeped in reality, no gimmicks. We just come out, we just rock hard and keep it heavy, no pussyfooting about, basically. We don't do ballads. We do the odd slower song, which is normally based on a sort of a darker theme, like that kind of thing. But we love groove, basically. You want to get people's heads rocking, basically, that's it. Bit of toe-tapping.
Excellent. Good stuff, matey. And, well, aside from singing Pearl Jam at festivals, what other influences do you have?
Me, personally, I grew up originally. I love bands like the Chili Peppers, Faith No More, Jane's Addiction, that kind of thing. Got into the whole grunge thing, and then when that died out, I basically got onto the whole kind of stoner thing, like Caius and, you know, Queens of the Stone Age, all that kind of stuff. It's all based in that heavy detuned groove, but always with, like, sort of decent, always, like, decent vocals, basically, like, nothing against it, but I've never been mad on the whole, like, kind of death metal screaming and that. I like to sort of hear the lyrics and that kind of thing, so that's where I'm coming from. When I was joining the band, they did have a screamer, so they had to choose between me or screamer vocalist, so they went my direction, thankfully, for me, so that was good.
Yes, just as well, I'd say. So, yeah. Excellent. So, yeah, well, in your many years, I mean, I suppose in the years you've been together, I mean, you must have seen kind of like a lot change in the Essex scene, I suppose.
Massively, yeah. I've seen, like, because at one time, I remember we'd get people coming to the gigs, it's not metal enough and all that kind of thing. Like people went into sort of the death metal and all that kind of thing. But as it's time's gone on, I think people are getting more into the sort of like your heavy rock stuff, basically, you know, going back to the classic sound of like your Zeppelin, your Sabbaths, your Deep Purple, that kind of thing. Yeah, people are sort of getting into that now, so it's quite a good time for us to be around, basically.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, well, you have this live gig coming up at Chinnery's in Southend. So what can people expect from a Hobo live show?
Yeah, basically, they'll come down and they'll be hit by the visceral force of, like, the guitar sound and the low-tuned bass, and they'll get some, like, pretty, I suppose, like, you won't like me saying this as a guitarist, but I do sort of a more, like, Alice in Chains-y type of vocal, that kind of thing, to go with the heavy music, so it's quite a nice kind of mix-up, basically, yeah. But definitely a lot of groove. Like normally we start, you'll get your head bobbing, no doubt about that. Maybe a bit of a mosh going on. Yeah, so it should be good.
Excellent, good stuff. And are they going to be treated to some new material? Because you have been working on some new stuff recently, haven't you?
Yeah they will. We're going to play a couple of our classics. But we want to showcase some of our newer ones. And as we're playing with some more like heavier bands this time, we're going to do what we call our heavy set. So no messing about, like a full throttle pedal to the metal the whole way through, basically. Yeah, so that, you know, the people there should enjoy it, no doubt about that. Three pieces to be opening. It'd be interesting to be opening for like three bands we've never played with before. It's, you know, we play Chinnery's a lot with a lot of the same bands. It's really good fun, but it's really nice to be playing with three new bands and working with a new promoter and that as well, so that's really cool.
Indeed. So tell us about what releases Hobo currently have available.
At the moment we've got one album on Spotify. It's called Roots of the South. That's done in about 2018, so that's available for people to listen if they want to. And as I say, at the moment we've been, since about October, we've been working on a new album. We've had the songs written for a long time, but just, you know, we're all like sort of, you know, early 40s now, getting up to mid 40s. So life gets in the way of doing this stuff, so we've really been working hard to try and like find the time to record the song. So we're nearly done now, actually. I think we've just got to do the kind of mastering and all that kind of stuff, that technical stuff I know nothing about. I leave it to the boys, but I've pretty much done everything I need to do, and they've just got to get in there and master it, and it should be available, a new album, in the next couple of months, basically. We're going to do a couple of releases, like a couple of singles in the next month or so, wet people's appetite, and then we'll get the whole thing out probably by about February, March, maybe.
Excellent, good stuff. And so, yeah, how would you say the new material varies from the older material?
I'd say it's a little bit heavier. I'd also say that because of my age now, I've run out of things to write about myself. I've done all that, so I've kind of picked, like, there's a little bit about historical characters, or, you know, things I've seen going on and this kind of thing, like what's going on in, just going to be cheesy, what's going on in the world, that kind of thing, as opposed to writing more insular, which is kind of cool because you can just sort of let loose a bit more. And I think it'd be a bit more production involved this time as well, so a bigger sound than that. So I think anyone who enjoyed the last album will really enjoy this one. Still the same band, still the same sound, but we've, you know, it's us, basically. But, you know, some bands, they kind of damped it down. We've taken it up a bit further, I think, this time, yeah. So it should be really good.
Jolly good, matey. Excellent. Yeah. Where is it you're recording the new material?
We've actually got our own studio. We hire in Shoebury Ness, near Southend. So we're doing it ourselves. So we're going to do the recordings ourselves and, like, maybe get someone else involved later on once we've got the finished product and mastery and that kind of thing. But at the moment, I mean, we've been doing it and it's sounding really, like, we're all really pleased with the results that are coming out, sort of thing. So we, first time we've done this, and it was very nerve-wracking, but, you know, it's got to the point we know we can do it. Like, luckily our drummer is very good with the technical side, and our guitarist James is very good with the kind of, like, when we're doing the recording, that he knows what we need to do in that. So yeah, we're getting it all layered up nicely, and yeah, it should be really cool, I think, yeah.
Excellent. Good stuff. Well, good luck with continuing to work on that, and Obviously, you have the gig coming up this Friday. Do you have more plans for gigs soon?
I can't tell you the dates, but we've got a couple more, like, later on in the year. But as I say, our focus is on getting the album done. Once that's done, then we're going to be, like, gigging anywhere we can, basically, like, get up London, all around Essex, maybe further afield if, you know, it works for us, basically. Yeah, so, yeah, well, we love gigging, basically. That's why any does it, it's the gigs, and it's great fun. So, you know, we love to do it, basically, yeah. But as I say, anyone who comes down, like, even people that are not into sort of the heavier metal or rock or whatever, they kind of latch onto it a bit, I think, because it's got a bit of melody to it as well. So there's something for everyone in there, I think. Almost everyone.
Excellent. Yes, well, more power to you with that. And, well, good luck with the gig on Friday and working on the new album. And, well, it sounds like it's going to be a busy year for you, which is fantastic to hear. Yeah. We're going to listen to one of your songs next, so tell us about the track we're going to hear.
This one's called Stem the Tide. Yeah, basically, again, it's not about me. It's about, well, you listen to the lyrics to see what you can think what it's about. But, yeah, we're going to be playing, this is going to be our last song we've found tonight. It's a bit of a belter, and everyone gets down to that one. So, yeah, I hope you enjoy it.
Excellent. And just remind us where people can go online to find out more about Hobo.
Yeah, we're on Facebook under Hobo Band, and also on the Spotify. I think that's the only platforms on at the moment, basically. Yeah, so on YouTube as well, if you put in Hobo Band, all that, we've got loads of live videos in that as well, so you can watch us on there as well. Lots of videos at Chinnery's, funnily enough, so yeah, you can get a taste of what you're going to see.
Excellent, good stuff. Once again, good luck with the gig, album, and what sounds like a busy year ahead. Thanks for taking the time to chat to us, Lee.
Thank you, mate. Nice one.
And, well, let's rock to some Hobo.
Lovely. Cheers, mate. See you soon.
Hobo and Stem the Tide here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM. Thanks to Lee from the band for chatting to us earlier on this week. And they are going to be opening the night at Chinnery's in Southend, hosted by 035 Promotions. And then next on the bill is going to be Open Sight. And you can hear my chat with one of them after this track from them called The Great Silence. A track that I very much doubt lives up to its name. The silence bit, if you know what I mean. We'll be right back. Insight with The Great Silence here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. They are going to be the second band performing on the bill at Chinnery's in Southend this coming Friday. And I caught up recently with Ivan from the band. And, well, his interview was most enlightening. Have a listen to how a lot of film music inspires their sound. Here's the interview.
Phoenix FM.
You are with Curveballs on Phoenix FM, and joining me now is Ivan from OpenSight. Good evening, Ivan.
How are you, sir? Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. All the better for you being here. How are you, matey?
Doing great. Looking forward to what's happening in this year. And, you know, getting back on track after the whole Christmas and New Year's Eve thing.
Yes. Yes, I think we're all it all feels like it's taking us a bit longer than usual to get back into it. But you lot certainly are doing that in style with your gig at Chinnery's in Southend this coming Friday, which we will chat about in a bit. So first things first, who is in OpenSight with you?
Who is, in terms of like band members? We have there's four of us. We have Neil on guitar, we have Duncan on bass, we have Red on drums, and I take care of all the vocals and guitars as well. We both trade solos here and there, but I'm mainly rhythm, and leave all the difficult stuff for Neil.
Excellent. And where do you all hail from?
Everybody is British except from me. I'm Colombian, and I came to London with that romantic notion of playing in a rock band.
Well, that's it sounds like you have truly realized that that romantic dream.
Yes.
Excellent.
It's a double-edged sword, the whole kind of like romantic approach to things, you know. It's hard work, but at the same time, it's natural, you know. Go play music and drill it.
Absolutely, matey.
And yes, it's been for a while. We've done a couple of records that we are very happy with, and we are in the middle of kind of like configuring the next release, which we are very excited about. Looking forward to playing live as well, as much as we can.
Excellent, yes. So tell us about OpenSight sound and who musically influences you the most.
Well, people talk about a very notorious film influence in our music, so it's kind of like, think about metal music mixed with 70s crime film music, perhaps. Like when you watch an exploitation film or a Dirty Harry sort of film, the music that you would hear in a car chase of a hard-boiled 70s cop movie. We take those kind of sounds, kind of like vintage exploitation movie sounds, and we put it in a heavy metal context, which is the music that we grew up listening to. So that's more or less the OpenSight sound, so to speak. Melodic, heavy, but with a little bit of drama, and a little bit of this kind of like cinema vibe to it, really.
Interesting. Yes, usually you get a lot of kind of like the same names come up when I ask these bands about their influences, but film music as a direct influence is a newer one. So yes, that's actually really interesting to hear.
It's definitely depending on context, really, because when people talk about film music, they have a certain image in mind. Like they could hear like this, you know, orchestra bass.
I can imagine, yeah.
Maybe Star Wars kind of thing, or more of the John Williams sort of like blockbuster sort of sound. And we have a little bit of that, but we have more of a gritty with some kind of like dark, jazzy sound going on, more what you could hear like spy themes and more of a sort of rock sort of sounds that you hear on crime films and horror films. It's more of a, it's a little bit, it's melodic, but it's a bit of a darker sound, I would say.
Excellent. Well, so in terms of checking out that sound, tell us about the material you have available.
We have the last album we did. It's called Mondo Fiction. It's an 11-track album. We had a few videos from it, which are really cool because they're trailer-style videos. People have been wondering about, like, where the images come from, because they're presented as trailer for movies, right? People are wondering, like, hey, would, like, these images, are they from a real movie or not, and so on. So it's really cool to kind of like see that sort of experience. Last year we released a full-blown video clip for one of the singles, which is called The Great Silence. It was really fun to do. We did kind of like a Reservoir Dogs sort of setting, and the other band members enjoyed doing the whole cop tied, they tied me to a chair and tortured me like in Reservoir Dogs. So I think that was pretty fun for them.
Oh dear, that sounds like suffering for your art.
More or less. It was fun. It's always fun to use stage blood. and it's always fun to do these kind of things. You know, being in a band is it's more fun when it goes beyond the music and you get to touch upon the visual aspect, and it becomes kind of like a world on its own. Especially with the kind of sounds that we use and the influences and so on. There's a lot of there's a lot of kind of like visuals when it comes to us, when we're brainstorming and kind of like coming up with ideas of what we want to do. So the music is very visual in terms of like, I've always liked music that kind of like detonates certain images in your head. That's what I'm looking for when I'm kind of like looking for new music to listen to. And film music can be anything, really.
It
can be anything, really, but that kind of like triggering of images is something that is something particular that I really appreciate in music. So our last record, Mondo Fiction, has a lot of that, and each song was kind of like treated as if it was an individual movie, so to speak, when it comes to the videos, and we did trailer videos for all of them. The album is, most of it is part of our live show, and we are a live band. We are first and foremost a band that enjoys playing live, and the music, despite the dramatic aspect, is very, very energetic, and we definitely have fun playing live. It's kind of like a high energy It's definitely a high energy setting.
I can imagine. Yeah, and I suppose with kind of like the influence that you have from film music and stuff, it's like the visual elements, so like music videos and your live shows, kind of I guess they would lend to that really well.
Definitely, we did something that was like projecting when we can. We project images that are synced to the music. The images are to have that sort of like film trailer and kind of like gritty movie language, so to speak. I think that sort of thing goes hand in hand with the whole heavy metal thing, which is fascinating when it comes to feeling that you are, like back in the day, feeling that you are delving into something that is forbidden, right?
Yes.
Which happened, well, like, you know, the kids growing up in the 80s and so on, and they were kind of like listening to Ozzy Osbourne records or Iron Maiden records and feeling that they were kind of like doing something wrong, so to speak, because it was he was seen with this kind of like...
it was quite frowned upon, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And the whole satanic panic thing and so on, that kind of like goes hand in hand with the video nasty spray, for example, right? So coming into England and so on, it was very fascinating to find out about, like, you know, if you had a copy of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, they could kind of like raid your house and you could be penalized for it and so on. So it's kind of like, there's kind of like a fascinating aspect to the whole thing. And we kind of like use that to a certain extent, you know, because we kind of like mix both things, right? The whole kind of like heavy metal vibe, which we do have kind of like a strong sense of melody and a strong sense of like the dramatic aspect. Even the songs are memorable and catchy and so on, but at the same time we add a little bit of like mixing it up with this kind of like vintage film or video nasty or grindhouse cinema sort of vibe, which is pretty fun. It kind of like connects with the progressive metal thing to a certain extent, which is some of the circles that we've been like working in mainly, because I feel music, progressive music, is also, it could be anything as well, to a certain extent, you know. I think it's more about having the license to do whatever you want with the music. And if you want to do whatever you want with your music, you go into those spheres, you know, the film music or progressive music and so on, and or these alternative tasks where you're not kind of like conditioned to, wait, this doesn't sound like, you know, X-metal or X-core or whatever it is. You know, you're free to do whatever feels natural. And the fact that we have this inclination for film and film music and grew up listening to heavy metal music and metal in general, really. So the music comes out spontaneously the way it does, really.
Indeed, and we should point out that unlike Video Nasties, folks, you will not have the police raiding you for owning an open site album. Please let us assure you of that. And similarly, you will not get in any sort of trouble for going to see an open site gig. In fact, the impression I get is that you'll actually find it rather enjoyable. So tell us what live shows you have coming up, Ivan.
Well, first and foremost, we're going to start the year like full force with the show we have at Chinnery's in Southend. It's the first time we play there, so it's going to be really, really cool. And the venue is amazing. So we are really, really looking forward to that. And after a while, you know, after the whole Christmas break and so on, it's like you're kind of like gathering and concentrating the energy to a certain extent. The lineup is great. We played with most of the bands. We're looking forward to seeing Hobo, which are the local band who are going to be the opening the ritual, so to speak.
Opening the ritual.
Yeah, exactly. Opening the gathering. There's Dunker Carnuffle, which also have kind of like a visual concept as well. Completely different, very interesting from us. They're kind of like a more of a clown core. So there's like a sense of there's a sense of humor to them. We played with them before. They're really cool guys as well. And headlining is Concrete Age, who are a really cool band. We've seen them live a few times. There's kind of like a common ground in between the bands as well. When it comes to Concrete Age, they have kind of like this more of a folk world music approach to things, which I really appreciate, because they have this... you know, kind of like connection to the old times and so on, and that's what, you know, I expect that. And they deliver, and they have a really cool sound. So I'm looking forward to seeing them live when we play with them.
Indeed, and I think you're going to complement each other perfectly.
Absolutely. One of the things that really kind of like makes me happy is when you hear a band that promises something and they deliver, right?
Because absolutely.
One time I saw this band and somebody showed me this band and they had like, I don't remember the name of the band, but they had kind of like, they had like the artwork and, you come across these kind of bands, the artwork are like, you know, pirate related or, Western
yep.
related or vampire or whatever it is, you know, they have kind of like a visual arc to them. And then when you listen to the music, you expect to hear that in the music as well. It's not, you know, sometimes you approach the music and it's just kind of like, you know, commonplace, or death black or whatever it is, but there's not a sonic breath.